The Summit County Convention will be held at Park City High School starting at 6 o'clock.
The organizing conventions that take place in the odd-numbered years elect party officials, so chair, vice chair. We have four district chairs, one in Camas, one in Colville, one in Snyderville, and one in Park City, and then treasurer and secretary. And then we also elect a member who will be on the State Central Committee, which is the rulemaking or policymaking body of the Republican Party in the state.
Summit County Republican Party Chairman Henry Glasheen will not seek a third term at the local level, instead throwing his hat into the ring for state party chairman. There is interest, he says, from others, though, wanting to step up.
We have a good bench of people who want to run. I think you'll see disputed elections in a couple of the races.
All registered Republicans are invited to attend, but not everyone who comes is entitled to vote in these elections.
We have a county central committee similar to the state central committee that elects our party officials. So that would be county delegates and precinct chairs. So we have 44 precinct chairs and we have 100 county delegates. We'll get those people together and we will elect somebody to come in.
Glasheen is proud of his accomplishments, saying he has active participants in all of the county's precincts, and fundraising has gone well, with the party being able to finance all Republican candidates in last fall's election. Glasheen's hoping to take that success to the state level, having entered his name for the state Republican Party chairman. He says he originally thought he would join forces with current party chairman and Park City resident Thomas Wright, but decided to go it alone when Wright decided not to run for another term.
Because I thought that it would be, one, I think it'd be a good combo. I think the two of us are very similar in the way that we approach all of the jobs. The second thing is that I think that we needed to expand the message to get more involved with the legislature. And I figured that would be a good way for me to operate for him. And then he decided not to run. And I looked at the stable of people that I think, are going to step up and run, and just felt like my experience and would lend itself well.
If elected, he says he'll work hard to broaden the GOP's message, which he thinks has gotten lost in the social issues of the day.
I think that the Republican Party has a little bit of a branding issue. I think we need to spend a little bit more time talking about the budget and talking about the deficit and talking about the economy, growing jobs, that sort of thing. I think we have to spend a lot less time talking about social issues. And, because I live in an area where there's a lot of Democrats and they come up to me and they say, I could support Mitt Romney based on his economic activities, but I can't support the pro-choice and anti-gay marriage and all that sort of stuff. And I think that we just have to get to a point where it's not a big issue and we have to de-emphasize that at the party level. I think that has to happen in Utah, which I think is a beacon for the other states as they craft their messages for the next set of elections.
Glasheen also expects some change to the caucus convention system, but he thinks they need to start with some small changes, such as using technology to check in attendees into the convention in a timely manner. They'll also likely consider whether the threshold to require a primary should be increased from 60% to 70% of the vote. However, he's not sure he's on board with the effort to completely change the caucus system so that if someone got eliminated from the primary, he or she could still get their name on the ballot through a signature drive.
I think we have to start at the beginning, and I think we have to determine some rules for the caucus system. I think then we can start worrying about how we handle primaries in the event that somebody does lose. Can they go into a primary? I think we have to fix the front end and see what that group of people think about the fix that we make, and then I think we go from there and start talking about what we do afterwards.
That's Summit County Republican Party Chairman Henry Glasheen. Again, the Summit County Republican Convention will be held tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, at Park City High School. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.